The Kogan Money credit card packed full of value with rewards and no annual fee.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Mr. Jones time it is. Nathan Jones on the line to our callers on the line. Kane in Carrum, John in Berwick. We'll get to you very shortly and get back to your text very shortly as well. Dwayne's World for the Kogan Money credit card packed full of value. And Nathan Jones for the best ever McCafe blend coffee fit for an Aussie. Welcome to you, Jonesy. Great to have you back.
Hey, Dwayne. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very, very well. For Host Plus, what are your pluses of the week? An industry super fund for all Australians. We might as well get straight to it because there were quite a few.
Oh, yeah. Well, yesterday's game was packed full of highlights. It's hard to you throw a blanket over it, really, just because there's so many of them. But I think the number one highlight out of that game for me was the Georgiades mark. Like, that has to be the number one contender, I reckon, for the year. Youngs was good. And then I really loved Sarong's left goal from the pocket as well. But Freo getting the job done was an important one, and there was a few others. I thought the Saints' response was quite emphatic, really. Like, I haven't seen them play like that for a fair while now, and you and I both did that game, and it was obvious pretty much maybe 5 minutes into the game that they were on, and it just sums up like how tight and how close the competition is, and we'll get to that when we talk about the ladder. But they kept themselves in the hunt, and there was a few others. I thought the Pies again, getting that job done up there, they just continue to answer every little challenge, which is just building momentum for them, which is super exciting for footy, really. Like, if you look at some of the teams that are in the top eight at the minute, if it stays as it stands, we should be in for some big crowds and some awesome footy come September.
So who are your biggest, give me your top four contenders in order, if you can, Jonesy, because it's hard to work out who the second best team is behind your old team.
Oh, I think, as the top two stand right now, I think the Cats, for mine, I think they've started to separate themselves in the last couple of weeks. So I think they're the second best side for mine at the moment. And it's hard to go past them with the amount of experience as well. And I'd probably group that top four. I think Fremantle slips down and Richmond jumps up for me, because it's just the experience factor of those four sides having, proven finals credentials. And that's Melbourne, Geelong, Brisbane, Richmond. And then you've kind of got this like new age group of teams that are coming through that are young and exciting. They've got all the makings of it, but it's the question for mine is, finals is a completely different game. And I guess the mental challenges that come with that, it's going to be sort of which team can separate themselves, from the Fremantle, Carlton, Collingwood kind of group, and then sort of who jumps up into that eighth spot. Now it's interesting with the Swans and Saints. I still think the Saints are capable, although they do have a tough run home. So it's interesting, isn't it?
It is, especially given that Geelong's changed their mix again. Stengel's changed their forward line. Sam De Koning, even though he didn't play against North, has changed their back line. It's given them an extra reliable guy back there. And same with Brisbane. They've got a couple of players who are really putting themselves up on the radar this year, even though they've been on the list for a couple of years, like Coleman.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what you tend to see with the good teams. And Geelong, obviously, it's really, I think it's, I read something the other day about them sneaking under the radar. It's like, how is that even possible that they're sneaking under the radar, considering players they have, amongst their list and on their team? And as you mentioned, it's like a coaching masterstroke, really. Every year, they just seem to unearth a little injection of youth or speed or some sort of dynamic that just continues to add to their group, and they continue to find a way. And we're at this point of the season, they sit second on the ladder. And, Brisbane have continued to do the same. They're starting to find themselves as a club that's, consistently up there. Obviously it's taking the next step to win a flag. But, for mine, it's like, premierships, there's a lot of luck that's involved in winning a flag, but it's the teams that continually, year after year, find themselves in the hunt. And, Geelong and Brisbane continue to do that. And I think, there's potential amongst some of those other sides. Richmond even just reinventing themselves and adding a few younger guys and, adding responsibility to some guys. Like, Liam Baker's season has been unbelievable. And it's just, you know, added responsibility and, you know, versatility. He's matured as a player, he just continues to carry a new load. And that's sort of the new wave, a new generation of that reinvigorates these teams that continue to find a way to play finals, you know, year after year.
Can Essendon get enough out of the last bit of this season now to have fans happy that the Ben Rutten era is going to bring some fruit down the track?
Look, I think so. Bar like a loss last week, the previous game the week before that, and then obviously the result on the weekend. Like, I think internally it should have proven to them, you know, quite obviously what it's going to take. And, you know, I was always sort of, shared the message by Simon Gooden and our team about, you know, respecting the game. And, you know, you get what you put in. And, I think for Essendon, if they can take, you know, real positives out of their performances in their wins, but more importantly, recognise, you know, what it's actually going to take for them to perform and compete consistently, I think that would be a great learning for them for the year. And that's why, you know, you've got to run all the way to the line. Like, there's no point sort of turning your toes up, because that can be disastrous culturally. So, from where I sit, absolutely, it's important. Every game's important for them to continue to try and re-establish that brand that has been so inconsistent for the year.
Nathan Jones's pluses for Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians run only to benefit its members. Search Compare Host Plus today. A couple of negatives. One is Dusty. Now, it's been confirmed in the last 5 or so minutes. He's out for this weekend. Scans confirming he suffered a small hamstring strain yesterday. He could miss up to 2 or 3. So that's the latest news on Dusty.
Yeah, that hurts. I think just any sort of neutral footy fan wants to see him running around. And I know for mine, like, don't feel like I've seen him enough this year, and I want to see him back to his best, because he's one of my favourite players to watch. And, that hurts, but I think Richmond, you know, are going quite strongly at the minute. You'd expect them, or I would expect them at this point in the year to sort of take probably a bit more of a conservative approach. You don't want that sort of lingering around, you know, 3 and he comes back too early and maybe hurts himself again. That's starting to push towards finals. You know, I think they'd probably take a more conservative approach, make sure he's 100%, and then he'll get probably, you know, at least a good 3 to 4 weeks leading to finals.
What do the Dogs do? They need an intercept marker. Do they push Norton back or not?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think it's unfortunate, really, for the Dogs. Like, they're being decimated by injuries, and they're, like, I feel sorry for Luke Beveridge, and I really think he's a terrific coach. It's just like, you can only do what you can do, you know, with the cattle that you've got, and you know, I guess the consistency and fitness of your group and having those important pillars on the park. You know, they've got to try and unearth obviously a second feudal forward down there to help Norton. And then at the minute, their backline has been either decimated by injury, or, you know, it's been quite makeshift with some of their players. So, I think it's a tough pill to swallow, but they've just got to keep persisting and trying to unearth something, because I think they're super capable in certain phases of the game, but at the minute, through a whole host of reasons, and I'm sure they wouldn't make them as excuses, but, you know, they're sort of decimated as far as a talent point of view to sort of be that complete package. So it's probably just one of those frustrating years. They just keep on keeping on, and you never know. I know they're always sort of in the hunt, but, you know, losing on the weekend, I think they can probably get past St Kilda with St Kilda's run home, but then it's just a matter of whether Sydney and sort of Richmond can sew up that 7th and 8th spot. If not, you know, I think they're always going to be thereabouts. It's hard to count them out considering their, you know, most recent history.
Great to have you, Jonesy. Always good to be able to pick your brain on a Monday, and can't wait to talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Dwayne. Have a great week.
Before I let you go, are you and I calling the game together Thursday night? Melbourne v Geelong, GMHBA Stadium?
Or I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to double check that one. But,
yeah, check your
I'm
roster.
Actually down there having a run this weekend for Port Arlington. So I'm pulling back on the Demons' colours.
So the Demons of Port Arlington, they've been struggling a bit. Beautiful part of the world, by the way.
Yeah. So they have. And just part of the sort of Carlton draft thing that I got involved with, there's a handful of past players. I was lucky enough to get picked up with the Port Arlington Demons. So it's like I can't escape the red and blue, but I'm bloody excited to pull it back on for one final run.
Yeah, go for a nice jog along the foreshore there, right around the corner. See if you can get all your way to St. Leonard's. And, yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world. Just go for a bit of a cruise. Jonesy, great to have you on. We'll look forward to talking to you after that game.
Sweet. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Dwayne.
Nathan Jones joining us. Former cafe, introducing the Australiano at your local McCafe, made with the best ever McCafe coffee blend with chai and native wattle seed. Dwayne's World for the Kogan Money Credit Card, packed full of value. Back with your calls and your text right after a quick break for news.